broadcasting dockside along the Black River in downtown Port Huron. Here's Dennis Stuckey on WPHM.
It's bright, it's sparkling like gold in the rays of the morning sun. And out here on the river, these times that you keep fill your dreams when your day's done.
Wow. Down the river, and I make fun of the Red Wings song that I play. What in the world is that? Wow. Definitely not my favorite. Hey, if you swing by Dockside, and we're here in the Quay Street lot right next to the Zeep, you can get your hands on the world-famous AM 1380 WPHM coffee mug. And there's a special treat on the back, some caricatures, and the one of me is just adorable, okay? Looks like John Denver hooked up with a chipmunk, and they had a kid, and that's what they drew me like. I've got this one big, huge buck tooth that they've drawn on this coffee mug for me. In real life, I do not have buck teeth. Or if I do, nobody's told me. Caleb's laughing at me. Your picture's not much better, Caleb. I think Paul Miller got the best picture. But we've got the coffee mugs out. We've got some WPHM pens. A very handy thing is the Vacation Land book. If you want to know what's going on this summer around the Blue Water area, you need to get your hands on a Vacation Land. Andrew's back in the studio, and he's telling me that I do have buck teeth. I don't know. I think he's just, you know, and I was nice to Andrew today. We have a special flavor of potato chips that we both really like, and I knew that he'd be working a long day because he was running the board when Caleb was down here, and he's doing my show. And then I think he has to go over to one of the other stations tonight and run another remote. So I brought him in a bag of these special potato chips, and I shared some Twizzlers with him. And this is the treatment that I get. This is the treatment that I get. This is the disrespect that Andrew gives to me. Anyways, I'll stop complaining about that. And we'll introduce Bill Harrington. Bill is someone who has works with the Detroit Sports Media, which is a great organization, and they've been involved with the Bell's Beer Mackinac Race now for, I think it's 7 or 8 years, doing something called the Pro Team Challenge. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dennis. How are you?
Yeah, you said I'm 8 years. Good.
This is. Well, how's the weather up there? I'm down in Detroit. Looks like it's sunny out. Looks like it's going to be good weather, and hopefully it'll be enough wind to keep these boats, get those boats going. But
well, I'll tell you what, if you started right now, there's plenty of wind, and it's out of the south, too, so we'd have spinnakers. I don't think it's going to be here tomorrow, though.
That's what I hear. But this is the 9th year for the Pro Team Challenge, and 9 years ago we were able to get the Tigers, Lions, Pistons, and Red Wings involved in the Mackinac. And they were excited about doing this, you know, during the summertime. You know, the only team that's really playing is the Tigers, so that gives the Red Wings and the Pistons and the Lions an opportunity to get a little social media exposure. So this year, Lomas Brown drew the boat for the Lions, and it's Scout, and Rick Mahorn drew the Pistons boat, which is Pendragon. Ken Cal drew the Red Wings boat, which is Vait, which is a multi-hole boat. And Dan Petrie drew the Tigers Pro, which is a Pearson 30. So any of the people, your listeners that want to follow a specific boat up there, all they got to do is go on the Bayview Yacht Club site, click on Yellow Brick, and they can watch the little logos, the team logos, go up Lake Huron. So it's pretty clever.
Unlike real life, all four of the teams have won the event and can claim a championship in my lifetime.
The Lions have won 3, the Red Wings have won 2, the Pistons have won 2, and the Tigers won the first one. Boat named Epic, owned by Ray and Winnie Adams, and that was a great year when we first started, because when I called up the skippers and said your boat is representing the Tigers, they said to me, "Who are you? What's this all about again?" And Then they had to go through it again with each of the skippers, and they finally realized it was real when the shirts and hats and flags showed up at their house. So then they got excited about it. But now we take each of the crew out to the either to Little Caesars Arena or Ford Field, but Allen Park. Tigers do it right. They have the crew down in the field. They had them down there last week at a game on Friday night. A week ago tonight. And had the crew on the field and up on the Jumbotron, a picture of the boat, and Paws was there giving a big send-off. So it's exciting for them. It puts pressure on them. You know, it adds another little element to the race and some more competition of which team is going to – which of the pro teams is going to come home a winner.
You know, it's really cool, too, because you guys are now involved with Set Sail for Autism as well, right?
Yeah, that came up 4 years ago. And when we have the press preview at Bayview Yacht Club, Tommy Riopelle asked us if we would be open to including the Set Sail for Autism program. So what we do is when we introduce the, you know, the representatives from each of the team, we have John Mason there, and Mason does the typical introduction they'll do for the Pistons at the arena. So he introduces Rick Mahorn and Ken Kell and Dan Petrie and Lomas Brown, and then we introduce each of the young men from the Set Sail for Autism program, and they are honorary crew members, so they get the same recognition. We go to the stadiums, get their shirts and hats. The kids get a shirt hat from the team. The crew gives them their own crew shirt, and then if the whatever pro team wins, that team hosts the crew at a game up in the suite, and the honorary crew member comes along. So he's part of it. It's a great program. It shows that these young men, if they're given the opportunity, they can do a lot of things that some people don't think they can do. So, you know, one of the guys, Michael Sirioko, this kid's been sailing around the world and in Scotland and different areas, and sailing really opened up his life, and it really made him, expanded his knowledge, and really gave him an opportunity to do things he wouldn't normally be able to do.
You know, you guys really put on a good show too down at the press conference at Bayview. Rick Mahorn and Ken Kell have a real good rivalry going. They have a lot of fun with it. Tell us about the boat that Rick picked for the Pistons a couple of years ago. Something happened to it after the race, correct?
Yeah, that was a funny story. And actually, something happened to the boat this year too. So the boat, Rick picked Naughty Boys. So when Rick came up, you know, here's the bad boy, pick Naughty Boys. And about a month after the Mackinac race, Naughty Boys was racing on St. Clair and was struck by lightning. And the lightning, because they didn't have a ground in the boat, it punched a lot of holes in the boat and basically destroyed the boat. So I remember saying to Rick, you know, Rick, you're Naughty Boys. You drew Naughty Boys, and the boat was destroyed. And he says, Bill, I know about electricity. You have to have a ground, and that skipper didn't have a ground. And the boat was destroyed. So this year, Pendragon, Rick picked that boat, and it's a Contessa 43, and it was coming up St. Clair River, and there was a health issue on board, and they had to get to shore real quick, and they ended up running aground and had to be pulled out of the water there at Desmond Marine. His boat's been fixed, and it's ready for the race tomorrow, but Rick picked that boat. So, you know, I think next year Rick's going to be nervous about picking a boat. And he doesn't like getting on a boat. You know, he is not a water guy. You know, he'll step on a boat, and he's a big guy. And he's boating is not his sport.
Yeah, he likes posting up, but I don't think he likes setting the sail.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and now he's a coaching trilogy in the Big Three League. So last year they won the championship, and the Ice Cube's new venture in that the Big Three League, and Rick won it. I don't know how I think they're playing tonight at Little Caesars, all four teams.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know how into it I'm going to get, but I watched, I believe they were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and I watched for a little while. It's neat to see the names of the guys that are in the league and that. Hey, I wanted to ask you about somebody who's been extremely important to the Detroit sports scene for a long, long time. You guys honored Jerry Green down at the press conference.
Right.
Boy, what a guy.
Jerry's in this city, Jerry Green is a legend. And, you know, he's been around. He's a great writer. He's I think, the only sports writer that's covered all the Super Bowls now. And just a class guy. And when we invited him to come down to recognize him as a lifetime member of Detroit Sports Media, yeah, we invited him down to the our Grand Prix luncheon down at the Lear Innovation Center. And Jerry really wasn't quite sure where it was, so he said, well, let's do it at Bayview. And he said, that's great. You know, I want to come to Bayview. I know where it is. Plus, Jerry has raced on two Mackinac races. And the story he tells, he raced against Joe Falls one year, and the Detroit News put Jerry on one boat and Joe Falls on the other. And they got up to Mackinac, and Jerry's boat happened to win. And I think Andy Kimmel, who was the skipper of the boat, presented Joe. There's two products, as Jerry explained. There's two products up on Mackinac Island. There's fudge, and there's the remains of horses and what they leave in the street. So Andy picked up some of the horse remains and put them in a fudge box and presented it to Joe. And Joe was all excited that he was going to get this prize until he opened up the box. And he was a little stunned by that. So Jerry told that story down at Bayview and got a good laugh. And Jerry just, he's a first-class guy and funny guy, and he's done it all. You know, he's broadcasted, he's written, he's covered all sorts of sports, probably every type of sport out there. And he's still an enthusiastic guy. You know, I think he's in his early 90s now.
Yeah, you know what? It's like being able to travel through time. He's like a time machine, and you can sit there and talk to him, and he can tell you about things that have happened in the past, and he can tell you firsthand because he was there.
He was there. You know, great, great man. You know, I can tell you another story that I went to Austin Catholic High School, and Austin closed in 1978, and we had a gathering of when Austin won the state championship. They won the state championship in 1958, and 50 years later, we got a gathering. And we had Jerry there, and that was Jerry covered the Austin state championship game in East Lansing at Jennison Fieldhouse, and he tells a story that when he was there, all the Austin had wore white shirts, and Jerry was just he was working for the Associated Press, and that was his first opportunity to go out and write. And he told the story about being up at Jennison Fieldhouse and seeing all these young men, 700 dressed in white shirts, and Dave DeBuscher leading the school onto the class championship. And that was just to see him up there telling that story and reminiscing on that was really special. And he's a great storyteller.
Wow. I didn't know Dave DeBuscher went to Austin Catholic.
He went there, graduated in 1958. Then he went on to, after he graduated from Austin, went on to the University of Detroit, took University of Detroit to a couple NIT games, championship NIT tournaments. And that was when the NIT was, it was big. The NCAA has taken over then, but the NIT was big back in those days. And then he went on to become the youngest. He went on to be drafted by the Pistons. He became the youngest coach at 24 years old with the Detroit Pistons. Then in 1968, he was traded to the Knicks. And in 68-69, he was the missing piece that took the Knicks to win their first of two championships in 70 and 73. And right now at the new Austin Catholic High School out in Macomb on 23 Mile Road, we're building, I'm on the board for Austin, we're building the Dave DeBuscher Center for Athletics. And, one of our Austin guys was a best friend. Fred Cherry is a best friend of Dave DeBuscher, and Fred lives in Detroit and still communicates with Dave's children. You know, Dave passed away, had a heart attack 15 years ago. And so we're building the Dave DeBuscher Center for Athletics at Austin Catholic High School in Macomb.
Wow, great stuff. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for doing this. Enjoy your weekend. I don't know if you're going to get up here to Port Huron or not, but if you do, it's a good time, and I know you'll enjoy yourself.
I will. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right.